call me Crotus, or Sagittarius, Nergal, or maybe Meslamtia. Think of me as a centaur. You know the type. Horse body, man's torso, long flowing hair, bit of a shaggy beard. That was the fashion back then. Look at me from another angle, maybe you'll see something different. Eratosthenes only managed a quick glance, and seeing only 2 feet, thought me a satyr. Centaurs get satyriasis, but not that far forward. In truth, I'm a shapeshifter. I've been around long enough to know what's acceptable when, how to look for any given occasion. 2 legs, 4 legs, beards, dresses, it's all about fitting in. I learned that from my old friend Phoenix, though I take a different strategy. Well, he's learned to age gracefully, fly away, die in flames, be reborn. I don't have that option. I must take a different tack. Stories. Good ones. I change my shape, reinvent myself. I can be grand, I can diminish, I've learned to invent, instigate, become known for things, then disappear. Sumerians knew me as their god Nergal. I put on a grand glamour and walked among them. Legend grew. They'd give good story. I was the god of war, I tore the mast from Noah's ship during the Great Flood. I invaded the underworld with 14 demons to find Irishkigal. I married Irishkigal. That was true. Don't think she was really Persephone, daughter of Demeter, as they say. Stories. Good ones. Let me tell you how I met Irishkigal. She was the queen of Ur-Nammu, the land of no return. A small city with rather a reputation. The more refined types tended not to go there. They thought of it as the underworld. Let's just say it was a rather interesting place. So I hung out there a lot. I saw her once at a banquet. Long, beautiful black hair. Black eyes that flashed red at you. She was a hot one. That's what kept drawing me back. So, one day, I decided to put on a spectacle. I brought 14 other chaps. We all dressed in black leathers with all our kits, spiked our hair, rode up on our chariots, looking like we were really going to cause some trouble. The townspeople shied away, ran to the palace, and started pounding on the gates, and Irishkigal came out. She took one look at me and instantly knew my gig. She fled back into the castle, feigning panic, only to emerge later, all dressed in black, with spiky hair, a thin spaghetti strap top, and black leather skirt. On her porcelain décolletage, she was wearing an ankh. You'll recognize the character. She walked straight up to me with fire in her eyes, her people gasped, and she held out her hands in a strange gesture and looked at me, waiting, almost daring me. I could see what she was getting at. I grasped her right hand and my left, my right arm around her waist, and she started to lead me in a bolero, slow and stately at first, then faster and faster. I don't know how long we danced. Time flew, and somehow I was sitting next to her on the throne of many woods, 40 years later. Nergal and Irishkigal of Sumeria. Good story. I change my shape, reinvent myself. I can be grand. I can diminish. I've learned to invent, instigate, become known for things, and then disappear. The Romans thought I was the son of Pan, a euphemy, nurse to the muses. Hyginus also thought I was a satyr. Stories, good ones. I invented archery, and that's how you know me now. Actually, I did. Wasn't hard once you get the idea. Take a young sapling, a bit of gut, straight stick for arrows, then the humans perfected it. Put the feathers on the arrows, invented the compound bow. All that stuff. They did most of the work, but I managed to get the credit for it. Sagittar, arrow. Sagittarius, the archer. Good story.
We're scary, right?
Me too. At least I used to be.
Long ago, I guarded the golden apples of the Hesperides. These apples were the pride of Hera. Gaia gave her the tree when she married Zeus. So she planted the tree in the Garden of Hesperides and sent me, Ladon the dragon, to guard it. Atlas owned the garden, though I don't know how he ever found the time to work the garden, what with the holding up the world and all. I sure didn't do garden work. I was fierce. I guarded things. For Atlas. He was my master. A pretty good guy. Kept my litter box well tended, fed me the occasional questing knight, gave me a big pile of gold to sleep on. He was a titan. He could do that. So I guarded the garden for him. I was fierce. He was the only one I'd even let nearby. Besides, I don't think anybody else could weather my dragon breath. After a few eons of guarding, it was the age of heroes. All these guys trying to outdo each other and win the affections of some princess, a queen, a goddess. Well, let me tell you, Heracles was the worst of them. Hera hated him. I don't know why, the names are so close. Somehow, he managed to murder his family and had to do his famous 12 labors to atone. I wouldn't care much about that, except for the 11th one. Yeah, he had to steal those golden apples. Of course, I didn't know about it at the time. Hindsight, it'll kill you every time. Heracles knew I was guarding the garden, so he couldn't go for them directly. What people don't know is that he was drinking buddies with Atlas. How Atlas managed to go out drinking, what holding up the world and all, I'll never know. One day, after a couple of rounds of that ouzo stuff the mortals invented, Heracles made a deal with Atlas. The hero held the world on his shoulders for a while Atlas got him the golden apples. I guess if you're drunk enough, just about anything will sound like a good idea. Atlas dropped by and started mulching the apple tree. He told me I could go get a nap or something. I must have been tired after a whole day of being fierce, and I didn't expect Atlas was capable of embezzlement. I mean, he was my master and all, but he wasn't exactly the sharpest crayon in the box. So I took a nap. When I woke up, both the apples and the titan were gone. Man, I knew I was gonna catch it when Hera found out. I was right. She tossed me out of the garden and stuck me up here in the sky, but wrapped me around the pole so I just go round and round way up in the frozen north. I'm the constellation Draka. Yeah, baby, now I'm circumpolar. Atlas? Well, he'd been reading fairy tales about fooling genies into their bottles and all that, so he thought he'd pull a fast one on Heracles and switch roles permanently. So he hatched a plan and brought the apples back to show the hero. Heracles was pretty swift, though, and figured it out just from the look in that dim titan's eye. He said, sure, I'll take your job for a while, but let me go get a shoulder pad since I'm just a hero, not a titan. Atlas took back the world, Heracles grabbed the apples and took off laughing.